A mid-season look at the Wisconsin corn crop. We're visiting today with Joe Lauer, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, now celebrating 125 years. And I'm C.V. Kenyon. Joe, how's the corn crop look so far this year?
Most of the reports coming in are actually pretty good for most of the state. But when you get to the eastern and northeastern sides of the state, there's quite a bit of variability, primarily due to late planting. And the corn crop is just trying to find the nitrogen fertilizer that the farmers put on. So you see a lot of uneven yellow corn that's out there. And even in some of the better areas of the state, Dane County, Columbia County, those areas, you see a lot of yellowing as well, too. So all in all, it's quite variable, but in general, most of the acres, I think, are in pretty good shape.
Joe, can you describe that phenomena of the corn not being able to get the nutrients it needs?
A corn plant basically has a root system that goes 3 feet to the side of it and then about 5 to 7 feet down in the ground. So that's the volume that the root system can take nutrients up with. Most corn fields are planted in 30-inch rows, so those roots are going past the neighboring plants in the row, and it's occupying a fairly large area of soil. When you apply nitrogen fertilizer, that nitrogen fertilizer oftentimes moves with the water. So when we get these hard rains or you get ponding or water accumulating in a field, that nitrogen moving with the waterfront can move that nitrogen out of the root zone of that corn plant for a while. Eventually, the corn plant can catch up and find that nitrogen in the profile because, again, it'll grow 5 to 7 feet down. And then once it does, the crop will green up again. So a lot of these uneven yellow parts of the field that we see out there have been just areas where the nitrogen has moved out of the current rooting profile of the corn plant. But with time and eventually, that corn plant will find the nitrogen and start to take it up and use it. And you'll notice it and can tell by the fact that the plants green up and start to even up a little bit as the season progresses.
And Joel, what would you say the crop needs for the rest of the season?
Really, what's comfortable for you and I is also going to be comfortable for the corn crop. And ideally, we'd like to get that 1 inch of rain a week.
What kind of prognosis do you have for yields and so forth?
I think right now we're set up pretty well for much of the state, except for maybe that northeastern part.
We've been visiting with Joe Lauer, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.